Good evening, everybody. It is Draft for Upside Esports with Emric. As always, this is Johnny Danger, and with me, Mr. Esports himself, Christopher Emric. How are you this evening?
I'm doing good. That's quite the collection of shows there in the intro there.
Hell yeah, man. iLogic's getting bigger every single day. Love it.
Very cool, very cool.
Absolutely, I like it. Love it. Don't forget to stay tuned right after this show, Draft for Upside. We'll be live again with our golf guys for the RBC Heritage. Kevin Na is going to take that one down.
Is Kevin Na in the field?
I think he is.
That's excellent. I was kind of upset. You guys kind of scared me off with my head. I'm in a couple lineups, but not in my larger lineups. And as a result, the lineups with him did much better. But,
$1 million. He won a few weeks back. Where were you on that?
That's the whole thing is I play Kevin Na when he doesn't win, and he wins when I don't play him or right. Don't play at all. That's, just how it works.
I love it. But more importantly, my friend, esports is ramping up. We've got League of Legends. We've got the EU Masters. Lineup lock 10:30 a.m. tomorrow on the 14th. And you are excited. I can tell. I can see the glint in your eyes. I haven't seen that since, the day after you won 200 grand last year.
I mean, that was just a haze that you saw in my eyes that day. But, EU Masters for me, it's a pretty exciting time. I mean, last year, I don't make any bones about it. It wasn't something that – League of Legends wasn't something that was on my radar until the shutdown and pandemic. I tended to go towards COD or StarCraft when it came to esports. But, it just hit at a perfect time when there were no other offerings. Kind of fell in love with it and really kind of hit a stride last year in E-Master Spring. So that's right back where we are, a year later. Money won, money lost. I'm hoping that there's more money won here, as the spring split was, for the most part, not the most friendly to me in different aspects. But the Western leagues did tend to be a little bit more significantly more profitable than the Eastern one. So this just being kind of an ancillary to that, I think we're going to do pretty well here.
I like it. I wish it was going to stay springtime here in Michigan. It's like 65 and sunny today, and it's going to freaking snow tomorrow and Friday. So
that's interesting. It's kind of been weird here. My air conditioning didn't work, and then it did work, and then I needed to turn on my heat. Then it got too hot. It's just it's in this weird area where it fluctuates from 65 to 75, and it's really hard to heat your house properly then, but. It is what it is. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter when you're stuck inside staring at a computer screen all day.
Yeah, whether it's in your bedroom, living room, or in some type of weird studio like yourself.
Hey, man, I'm hanging out here at the, the stadium right there. Just rocking.
Yeah. Awesome.
Ready to go. Watching team name versus team name play right down there in the stadium. It's great.
Two-story franchises.
Absolutely, man. Well, let's get into this. I'm gonna go ahead and share a little screen here, and look, somebody's winning something in the background of that stadium. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. So before we get into the matchups for tomorrow, let's talk a little bit about the groups and what's going to go down, who they're playing, and just a little background on some of these teams. So Group A is kind of a clear-cut one for me, one of the tournament favorites, and specifically my favorite, Big Gaming, or Big, just call them Big, from the Prime League, is in a league that has Kick, who is a franchise that played very well last year in EU Masters, took second in spring, I think fifth, sixth, playing a pretty stacked Ultra Liga division. It's the Polish league. I'm Polish, so I kind of have this, affinity towards them, plus their ADC has a really cool name. It's Pookie style. You can't go wrong. And they're really coming into form. So despite their 7-7 record during the split, they had a lot of different pieces that were new to the team, and they had some synergy problems, as we'll say. And once those players started to get integrated, the team kind of found their form. They found it in the playoffs, and really should have beat Rogue in the finals if they hadn't thrown two of the games just monumentally. So those are my two favorites in that group. The other team, Anthosis Firmagusta, I have no idea if I'm saying that right. comes from the Greece League.
You know what, though, Chris? If anybody here is longtime watchers of Draft for Upside, I mean, one of our things is butchering names, so it just fits right in. It's totally fine.
Yeah, I mean, if you go way back, I butchered some of the other host names that we had been, you know, talking to and known for a year. I just drew a blank. It happens because we tend to drink on the show, and that
indeed.
That plays into that for sure. So, and actually, I haven't drank in like 2 weeks, but I've got some Basil Hayden's Rye Reserve here, so I'm gonna take a little.
Yeah, it's been about a week and a half. I'm still on that train, so. Cold glass of Northern Michigan water right here.
Nice, nice. Mm-hmm. The other two teams in this group, the MKers or MKers, I don't know how to say that one either, comes from the Italian league. Both of these teams are outside of big and kick, are from weaker leagues. Certainly they have the capability of some upsets, but we're looking at the top two teams in round robin advancing to the knockout stage. I think it's pretty safe to say it's going to be big and kick. I would be surprised. Group B is another one of those really interesting ones. We have Rogue, but it's almost a completely different Rogue team. We're going to talk about that in a little bit. G2 Arctic, who had a super fast start to the split and then kind of faltered towards the end. We had the Misfits from the LFL, one of the two top favorites in the league to win this tournament here. And then also we have formerly the Energy Pot Wizards. And funny story about them, they were actually fined part of their split winnings because one of the members in an interview brought a puppy onto the interview. That in itself wasn't a problem, I guess, and I haven't been able to find the video of it.
Dude, but puppies and internet always mix, though.
Yeah, but I guess he like kind of shoved it and showed the puppy's privates based off of what I read. So I'm definitely going to try and find the video for this, but they also were fined for some of their indecent language in some of their interviews. So really interesting there, but I think it's a Misfits Rogue. Wouldn't be surprised to see G2 beat one of those two teams and make it to the knockout, but feeling pretty confident about Misfits and Rogue in that one. Moving on to Group C, I think this one actually has one of the more interesting trios of teams that can compete. You have Illuminar Gaming coming out of the Ultra Liga, a team that was very dominant in the split, kind of fell to kick in the playoffs after also losing to Rogue. It's just a competitive league. I wouldn't be surprised if they made it out. Macko Esports, again, coming from the Italian league, I don't have a lot of hope for them. But then you have Mouse, who I think is, you know, a team that can win, along with UCAM Esports Club, who can also win coming from the Superliga. So if I had to pick two from this, probably going to be Illuminar Gaming and then also Mouse Sports. Those are going to be the two that I'm picking here. But again, UCAM, I wouldn't be surprised. The final one is kind of probably the most interesting of the four. You've got Excel's Academy team. You've got a team called Cream Real. I think it's Betis. I don't know how to say it. Again, we're not good with pronunciations here. And then you have Schlake's Academy team, and then Carmine, another one of the favorites coming out of the LFL. So a couple stacked teams in this one. It's hard to say. I think Carmine comes out of it, but I think I'm going to take probably Schlake's Evolution is the other team. I don't really buy into Excel, even though it's not necessarily the same type of Excel team that we saw last year.
Yeah, man, obviously I'm going to be taking your lead as much as I can here because I have not been researching, as I like to just kind of pick your brain and win. That's what I like to do. I don't like to research. I just like to have Chris Emmerich just show me the way.
Yeah, well, I mean, those are some of the things that you can look at when you're betting kind of the futures. I think it was Carmine. Both of the Misfits and Carmine, the LFL teams, were both like plus 250. I think any team that up to the plus 1,000 odds has a chance to kind of win this whole thing. Beyond that, there's a couple teams that I don't necessarily think have a chance. So, but we'll see, you know.
Got a YouTube comment here, Googling puppy private vids now. I don't know if that's going to show you exactly what Chris is talking about, but best of luck.
Yeah, if you go to their team page on Gamepedia or Fandom, whatever it's called now, and you go down to the very bottom, it has citations for it, but I don't think it has a link for the videos. You know, we'll do our best to kind of look those up.
I dig it. This is the content people eagerly await from us.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see how aggressively you have to shove a puppy to show its privates to get a fine in some of these leagues. I mean, I initially was kind of befuddled by, like, you put a puppy on and that's a problem. And, you know, it indicated that a puppy itself is not a problem. And they made very clear to say that it wasn't the puppy's fault. They didn't blame the
puppy. Can't blame the puppy.
Yeah.
Don't blame it. He was a good boy. He was a good boy.
I mean, that's kind of what they went ahead and said, so...
I like it, man. Shall we get into tomorrow morning's games here?
Yeah, you know, one of the fantastic things about this is that it's, you know, in the day. So it starts at 10:30, should be done by like 3, 4 o'clock. You know, a very quick slate, 6 games. So kind of, yeah, let's get into it.
Nice. So we got SO4 going head-to-head against BTXL at 10:30 for the first matchup here. I've got it sorted by just those players here. And what stands out here? Any of these players... you're always teaching me how to play esports, right? I am not inherently an esports player. I have no idea what I'm talking about. I'm just here to bounce conversation with you. So I know when I'm looking for DFS plays, I'm looking at salary and discretion or discrepancies, anything that kind of sticks out odd to me.
So XL's super high priced. I mean, they had a very dominant split, dominant playoffs. They only dropped 2 games between those two, but this is kind of a different XL team than what we saw last year. I mean, that was similar to what happened, and then I want to say they went like 0-3 on the first day or 0-2. I can't recall it, but I know that I had a lot of XL DFS lineups that really didn't go so well. They're priced up really high, so I would be surprised if a lot of people went with them. I think, you know, when we're looking at this, SO4 is a team that certainly can upset them. They had to go through the play-ins to get here. They had a 9-9 season split, but they split with everybody except for 2 teams in their division. One was Big, and the other one was Euronics, which was actually the worst team. And really kind of why I bring that up is because they have the capability of beating some of those really good teams. So an upset is definitely in the cards here. Obsess, the jungler from SO4, is formerly of Mouse Sports, so he's played on some higher profile team, has some results. Really interesting fact. I hope we get to see it. We probably won't. And if you have them in your fantasy lineup, you don't want to see this. But Yopa, the SO4 top, played a Trundle in the play-ins in the top position, and didn't win that game. So hopefully we don't see that. It's definitely interesting. You just don't see it all the time. It's certainly not in the meta. So this is a game that, you know, I think you can target in GPPs. I think SO4 is a live dog here. Certainly, you know, a lot of the stats that we look at for DFS, like gold per minute, gold differential, and a lot of these different things are going to be similar on both teams because they're good teams. When we look at, for example, you know, you're looking at BTXL was plus 3,700 gold at 15 minutes with a 1985 gold per minute. Those are both tops for the tournament. But to me, the NLC is just not as strong as some of these other leagues. They were super dominant. They did what they had to do. They're looking at 19 kills a win, 17 deaths per loss versus SO4, which was 20 and 21 approximately. So again, I think they're a live dog. I don't want to play either of these teams necessarily in cash because I think it could go either way. And maybe I'm a little bit scorned by XL last year, just XL in general. They did have a 100% first tower rate, 90% first blood. So, you know, all the stats point to them. They should win. That's why they're priced up. But I think that if you're playing them, you're looking for an upset somewhere else.
Fair enough. Let's take a quick look at game number 2. We got BTS and KC playing the 11:20 game.
Yeah, so Carmine is one of the top teams, or it's the favorite to win this. They won the LFL, which is regarded as one of the stronger leagues. You know, they have one of the more aggressive top laners in Adam. You know, we've got an Adam on the show, our golf guy's name Adam. We like Adams here, not as much as we like Chris's, but Adams, you know, they're good. But if we take a look at all of the tops in this tournament, Adam by far has the most kills per game. He averages 4.73 kills through the split, not only just the regular season, but also in the playoffs. So 4.73, to give you a kind of a concept, there's only two other tops that have, I'm sorry, three that have kill totals on average over three. You have Yopa from SO4, before you mentioned. Maybe you can do a double top line up there. I don't think you need to, but you could. Let's take a look at the other one was Arome from XL. So that might be a way that you flip those two teams in. And Doxy from MKers, who I don't think is playing on the first day. So, you know, when we look at certain leagues.
Arome was a fairly regular player last year too, right?
He was actually in the LEC.
Okay, because so I remember playing, the very little I know about the esports is when we kind of went on a tear when they shut everything down and you and I were basically just mopping up for that first couple of weeks when everybody jumped into it. And I seem to remember that name breaking one of the slates. So it's kind of stuck in my memory looking at these stats.
It didn't break any slates for me, but maybe it did for you, because I think a couple of the slates that you did really well were not ones that I did so well
on. Yeah.
So, which is weird because you followed my advice. But
I did. Yeah, sometimes it's a do as I say, not as I play.
Yeah, I mean, just it's an interpretation of data, right?
I like your call on Adam, though. I think, you know, I'm just going to put that right in
do me a favor here. Let's take a look at BTXL. Let's take a look at Carmine. Why don't you go ahead and put Adam in the captain slot, put Arome in the top. So just click those two teams. Just click both of those two teams. Just those two teams. Just click them. Thank you. Uh-huh. All right, now, let's just, okay, so, you know, I can't see your screen because I have it so small, but let's go ahead and go with, I think.
Where are we at, ADC?
No, let's go to the jungle. Let's go with.
Arcoon and LeBron.
Let's go LeBron. LeBron was the rookie of the split.
Yep.
Good day. Okay. Now, mid, what do we got? Let's go with maybe Saken.
I'm sorry, was I supposed to click KC and BTX?
Yeah, you were. I was going to say LeBron didn't.
I clicked on the wrong one. Sorry. See, at least I caught myself. We got Sinkroff and Marcoon.
I think you're doing. Okay, yes. So let's go with, you know, based off of this KDA, let's go with Marcoon.
Okay. Now we got Saken and Hatrix.
Let's go with Saken.
Now we're looking at X Maddie and Deadly.
Let's go X Maddie.
We got Targamas and Advian.
Go with the cheaper of the two.
I did that. And
we can't fit it. Okay, so we probably can't fit a top line up there.
Can we fit anything in there? We can. We can go down and get some of the other teams. But
So what are the other teams? It's a little bit
smaller. Illuminar, GT, FC, Shulka, Cream, Mako, and SupUp.
I think you could go with Illuminar, and that would be an interesting lineup. I'm just not sure if I really want to run with that in cash. I mean, Illuminar is, and we will talk about it, I think a dog, and it's one of the only individual games that I bet as a dog. But I like their team slot. So, I mean, that could be a lineup that I end up going with in cash. I'm not sure.
All right. I like it. I'm just going to enter it so it saves, and then I'm going to go back and clear it up. There.
All right.
I dig it. All right. Where were we at? I know.
We didn't even get to the second half of this matchup with Carmine. So we're talking about Carmine. They are +250 to win the entire thing. One of the favorites. You have an aggressive top in Adam. You know, again, we talked about how he averages 5 kills a game. This entire team has kind of a huge champ pool. The junglers played Udyr, Nocturne, Skarner, Pantheon, Mundo, Hecarim, Lilia, Olaf, and others as well. So really hard to ban against that. X-Maddie, we all know from last year, played on Fnatic Rising, came over here. Also, the mid in Sagan has some LEC experience, is known for his rise, did do so well in the LEC, but again, this is, you know, a step down in a lot of cases. So the team lost a few games early, but they went at 1.3 weeks without a loss, had one loss in 4 weeks, and then 3-0 the other favorite for to win this all in Misfits in the championship. They were automatically placed in the finals. They have one of those weird playoff things where you finish first in the split, you're automatically in the finals, which, I mean, it is what it is. We don't like to see those, but hey, they made it happen. They're going against a BTS team. I don't know, man. Like, it's hard for me to really get behind this. This is the only team that has a goal difference of 15 that's negative. They have the worst early game rating, one of the worst. I mean, they have a 32% first blood, 32% first dragon, 42% first tower. I mean, these are stats that I just don't think.
It's ugly.
Yeah, I just don't think that they can win this game. I mean, they certainly can. Anybody can. Like we said about LeBron, rookie of the split. I don't know. I'm just super low on this one. They should have next to no ownership, so you can play it in a GPP for that reason. I would venture to guess if they did manage to win this game, they would do so in a fashion that probably would put them in the optimal or pretty close to it. They averaged 17 kills per win. Carmine had 22 kills per loss, which is right up there at the top. So I don't know. Not a big fan of their mid. Mini Duke, he has some cool tattoos with his name on his forearm, similar to Brandon Inge. I mean, a lot of the games that this team won, they just had no business winning, but they continued to do it and into the playoffs. So it's hard to, you know, it's hard to discredit that, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Okay. You can take some shots.
YouTube comment here. I'm not sure exactly what they mean.
I can't even see the comments.
Miracle run starts tomorrow. Miracle run starts tomorrow. There we go.
Yeah.
Miracle run. I can speak. I can read. It's fine. Miracle run starts tomorrow.
Are you sure that's not a seltzer you're drinking there?
Straight vodka. It's fine. I did have KFC for the first time in like 3 years for dinner. Maybe that's messing with my bloodstream.
Yeah. All right, so let's move on to the next game.
And then, all right, let's go check out MCK versus Mauser, 12:10 p.m.
So I don't have a lot to say about Mako. Again, this is a team that came from a much weaker region, PG Nationals, which is the Italian league, historically in EU Masters. That league just has its struggles. It's going against Mauser, who is a team that I think outside of the two favorites in Misfits and Carmine, Big and Miles, I think, are kind of that next tier. I think both of these teams are really interesting to win. I think everybody that played EU Masters last year will recognize Leader. Leader is a, or maybe Lighter, I don't know how to say his name. I think we've established that. So, you know, if you're watching and I'm pronouncing names wrong, just, you know, forgive me. It is what it is.
We only watch like Korean broadcasts, so we don't know what they're saying either. It's fine.
Yeah, I mean, look, I've just never been good at that. I can't spell. I mean, if you're in the Discord with me over in the esports department Discord, you know I can't spell. For some reason, Grammarly doesn't allow me to auto change it in Discord, and it's just a struggle. you know, it is what it is. Now, look, so Mouse, Leader, Lighter, whatever, I don't care, plays assassins almost exclusively. You know, he's what DeMonte wants to be, not playing any control mages. We're talking Aurelia five times, Yone, Zed. So it should be super interesting to see them. This is going to be a game where I think you can go Mouse. I don't even think Mouse is – I know that they're one of the more expensive teams, but I don't think they are the most expensive team. And every single one of these guys has, you know, a nice pedigree. Gadget, the ADC, came over from Unicorns of Love. We remember them from Worlds. You know, they didn't have a great showing there. They weren't expected to. But, you know, this isn't Worlds. They're not playing JDG and Damwon and all these teams. They're playing regional teams, you know, from Europe. So this is not the spot that I'm looking for the upset. Look, if you want to be wild and go for it. You know, if you're playing 50, 60 lineups, I don't even know what the max is. Go for it. Yeah, some macro exposure, some four stacks are the way to go. But, you know, I'm strongly backing Mouse here. So,
yeah, seems like a no-brainer to me.
Sometimes they are.
Let's continue on. We have got IHG versus UCAM, 1 p.m. game. So this is the problem with these big slates, though. For me, it's like, they lock at like 10:30, and then I don't get to find out till like 5 p.m. I like these like 2 a.m., 3 a.m. starts where I can set it, forget it, wake up, and see where I'm at.
Yeah, I mean, look, I try, you know, last year around this time when these were going on, I didn't have a lot. I mean, a lot of businesses didn't have a lot going on, so I could just sit at my computer. It was super fun, you know, watch the games. My buddy was betting, you know, thousands of dollars on CSGO. We were just having a, you know, overall good time. I loved the lockdown. It was great for me. You know, I didn't have to work. I got paid. I drank, you know, played the Tinder game. It was amazing. It was awesome. Not so lucky this year. Do have Friday and Saturday where I have nothing, that I have no appointments, so I'd be able to watch those games. But unfortunately, somehow tomorrow I scheduled like a 12 o'clock appointment an hour from my house. Super
cool. You know what, my friend? We're making moves, and maybe this time next year you won't have that day job.
Yeah, well, look, I did play the Mega Millions today. So,
that's right.
I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about my five entries.
I like it.
Yeah, so this game, when we're talking underdogs, Luminar Gaming coming out of the Ultra League, we've seen some significant success. I mean, Kick took second place. You know, Rogue, I guess I'm not totally – I think Rogue won it in the summer. So we've seen this just massive showing from the Ultra League, which is a small league. So even when we look at Kick 7-7, they're playing Rogue two times. They're playing Illuminar Gaming two times. And Illuminar was 11-3 and just dominated the split. You know, the numbers don't say that because the league itself plays a little bit slower. 16 kills a win, 19 kills a loss versus UCAM coming out of the Superliga, 11-7, plus 787. So both of these teams tend to have lower gold differential at 15, some of the lower, you know, gold per minute, 1801 versus 1778. But all these things are relatively equal. Where we do see a significant difference is the late game. The late game rating for Luminar is 21.7 versus 5.2. And I mean, you can just take a look at the 36% first blood rate from Luminar, and you know, you can see why their early game rating might falter in comparison to some other teams. But again, they only dropped three games in the split. Two of those games were against top teams. They did have one bad loss. They did go 2-0 against Kick in the regular season. They fell to them in the playoffs 3-2 after they fell into the losers bracket against Rogue 3-2 as well. So this is a really good team. They went 5-1, made their way through the playoffs. They 2-0'd in the knockout stage, the third seed from the LFL. And if you've been following along, the LFL has the two, you know, favorites to win this tournament. So I think Luminar comes with a pedigree that is definitely an upset here. The pricing should allow them, or allow you, to play some of these other favorites. And put Luminar in kind of your small stack. And that's why when we talked about that top lineup earlier, you know, that playing the team slot, it doesn't matter if they get 16 kills. You know, if they win, they're going to score pretty well.
Nice.
Now, on the other side, UCAM comes from, you know, a German league that tends to, you know, the Superliga, which has a pedigree, has this tendency to be strong. But I just don't look at these German teams in this tournament as that. I think that they're pretty weak. You've got the earlier discussed Cream Real, BTS, you've got UCAM, and G2 Arctic, who we're going to talk about. You know, now, this could be a mirage. We could be looking at these teams. They could be super strong, and they're just playing against each other, so it makes each other look weak. But I feel like the German Superliga is going to have a disappointing showing in this EU Masters, so I'm going to bet against it pretty much everywhere that I can. And this is going to be one of those games. I think I took Luminar straight up. I don't remember the odds I got. I don't even know if it's still there. They're plus 105 right now. Where they were earlier in the week was About the same thing. Okay, so I mean, thought it was a little different. But yeah, so I mean, not a huge dog, but a dog nonetheless.
All right. Let's move on to the next one. I think I already put it up on our screen, y'all. We've got RGO versus SSU.
Yeah, so Ro, similarly dominant regular season to Luminar. They just went through the regular season. It was a new team, but a lot of these guys have a ton of experience. They meshed well together. I mean, I think every one of these players on this team has EU Masters experience, playing for different teams, but they have EU Masters experience. Now, they should have lost to Kick in the finals, but I don't think that that's something that we're going to hold against them. I don't think that it's something that we have to worry about here. You know, this is a game that they should win against the, you know, the puppy showers. I don't even know what to make of that. We talked about it earlier. When I saw that they were fined like 15% of their split winnings, I was just like, well, why? And it came from like incidents and interviews. And I was like, okay, maybe this is a team that, you know, like they're the heels, they're the villains. They just get out there, they talk trash. And then I found the puppy information. I mean, like, I don't know where
you can't get over that, man.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, I don't see it happening. I mean, Energy Pot Wizards last year in the spring were a team that people were super excited about because of their name more than anything. They had a couple nice upsets. They provided a couple slate-breaking games, whether they won, they lost. And, you know, for all of this, they were one of the more dominant teams. They had a plus 3,000 gold differential at 15. They had the second highest in the tournament, 1960 gold per minute, 20 kills per win, early game rating of 80, which only Excel has a higher one. The mid to late game is 5.3, and a lot of the other stats are in line with other teams, but an 86% first tower. This team gets ahead, stayed ahead, but again, they played in a much weaker division. You know, they're playing Rogue. I have a hard time seeing them win this. This is, again, not the spot that I'm trying to target with a lot of lineups. I think Illuminar and SO4 are the better dogs to play to try and get some leverage. It's a six-game slate. It's going to be spread out anyway. Again, you're paying 15, 20, 25, 30 lineups. Yeah, I'm probably going to have some SSU in my lineups, but not a ton. It's kind of just where I'm at with that.
All right. See, we got one game.
I will say if you do play them, you know, there are two ADCs in this tournament that have average kills over six, and they do possess one of those. That would be VZZ. I don't know how to say his name. VZZ. Let's go with there.
VZZ sounds good to me.
Yeah, 6.67 kills. The only other one that comes close to it is Kidu from Big. They're not playing. He was at 6.37. So, yeah.
So let's talk about that. So if you want to take a shot on a guy like VZZ, is that something you drop in the captain slot and build around that? Or is that something you build a strong team with and drop him in the regular ADC slot?
Look, no. So if you're playing one of these underdogs, and this is, you know, something that a lot of people talk about, you know, specifically if you're over at the esports department, John, when he does a lot of his breakdowns, if you're a sub, he'll tell you, like, hey, if you're playing one of these dogs, that for them to win, they most likely are going to have to fight to do it. They're, you know, the favorite's not just going to roll over and this team's not going to have 10, 15 wins. They're going to have to fight. They're going to have to get into skirmishes, and that's going to result in good fantasy scores. That's just how underdogs are going to win. And so you want to put the underdogs as the four stack. You build around him in your ADC slot, and you can kind of fill in anything else that you want to do. So, you know, you could start here and you build VZZ in your captain slot. You probably
let's play with it just for fun.
Yeah, it's okay. You put him in your captain slot. I think you want to take his mid and jungle. So what I would do is this: if I'm building a lineup, go up a little bit.
Yep.
So I would just click on that team.
Yep.
So then I would go click on the team. This is how I hand build a lot of things. I'd go click on the team and I'd open like 18 different Windows, but that's a whole nother thing. So I'd click on another team, like a favorite that I want to stack them with. So in this case, let's stack them with I don't know, let's go to Carmine. So KT in the second game. And so now we take Adam the top, because we've already discussed that we love Adam the top.
We love Adam. We love Adam on top. I don't know if Adam loves on top, but we love Adam on top. Yeah. Let's reach out after the show, see if Adam likes
that. Well, he'll be on the next show, right?
That's right. We'll ask him.
Maybe I'll stick around and
Should stick around and we can ask him in person.
Yeah. Okay. So now, obviously, we're going to take X Maddie as the ADC.
Of course.
Now, here's kind of where you have the decision. Typically, you want a four stack, so you're going to probably want the MRSA, I think it is.
Mm-hmm. Nobody wants MRSA, dude. MRSA is nasty business.
I mean, just wear a mask.
Right. Yeah.
And then you can go with Carmine. Yeah, I mean, that's an interesting lineup right there. Like, look, that might win you $10,000 tomorrow. Truth.
Right. All right. Well, you know what I'm going to do? This is a cash game, but I'm just going to leave this screen open, and I'm going to remember that. That's what I'm going to do.
Yeah, spend, lose money.
All right. Yeah. Now, one more dollar of that's mine. Thank you. Nice. One more dollar.
All right, so, hey, let's get into the last game, because this is going to be the banger. So, you know, while I'm going to miss a couple of these games because I'm going to be driving, but I will tell you that I watch TikToks almost all the time when I'm driving. So, like, it's...
Oh, I just got a TikTok, man. It's highly entertaining.
Yeah, you know, hey, you know, you just got to be careful.
I explicitly search for dog videos. It's fine.
I'm sure you do.
And beatboxing. Beatboxing and dog videos.
Nice. Okay. Sure. I mean, I can give you some nice follows. We can talk. We can do it. We can do a show about TikTok one day.
Oh, we can TikTok a show about TikTok.
They're only a minute long. All right. So the last game is going to be a banger. I'm pretty excited about this. I hope I'm home. I hope that it doesn't run late. I have to pick up my wife and I have to watch it like I did so many times with the last game in the LEC. You know, you've got G2 Arctic against Misfits Premier. G2 was completely dominant the first 3 weeks. I think they dropped one game, just running through everybody in the Superliga. They did start to falter towards the end of the split. They were knocked out of the playoffs in 3-0.
I don't know, man. I don't know if I could play against Woolite, man. I mean, you know, that's such a strong product name. I mean, that's the fabric softener I use, and just every time I wash my sheets, it just smells so good.
Yeah, well, look, we'll get into that.
Okay, good.
The problem with G2, again, they started strong. They had a really bad end of the split. They got knocked out in the playoffs 3-0. They did have to go through play-ins. They did beat Fnatic 2-0. They split with Olimar in there. So, I mean, look, they have, you know, some long-standing members. Everybody has experience, at least in the play-ins, but only the support, Effius, has ever actually made it to the main event. So from that end, I don't think that they have that experience. I'm going to back Misfits here. I certainly think G2 can win this game. They're a live dog, but Misfits have just a stacked lineup.
I mean, they have the most aggressive player in the field.
Aggressivo, right? Is that what you're going with? Well, Aggressivo was on Misfits, the LEC team. Schlotten, the jungler, was formerly of Kick, who made it to the second, fifth, and sixth, was Ultra Liga, just, you know, an experienced EU Masters player. You have Sertus, who was from SO4's EU Masters teams last year. Woolite, who was on Rogue.
Good looking team.
Woolite was on the championship team from Rogue. And then you have Jack Troll, also from Astralis, Gamers Origin, LEC. The pedigree of this team is you know, you can see why this team is expected to win.
I dig it, man. That's great. We have one more comment. Justin Hollinger, AGO Rogue losing on day one.
I don't think so. I mean, but look, if you're trying to win, you know, you got to get that leverage. And that would be a spot where you're probably going to get 1-3%. You know, I wouldn't play that in cash. I wouldn't play that in smaller tournaments. I wouldn't play it in winner take all. But, you know, in the main GPP, trying to win the 10K, that's definitely something that you can take a stab at one or two times.
For sure. That, just for the record, that will not be in Johnny Danger's cash lineup. That's just, we were just playing around with that. So.
Yeah, I mean, for cash, I think Maus is pretty safe. I think Carmine's pretty safe. I think those are the two teams. I don't think you can put the two together. I tried to put some, and it was really disgusting. You can put them together, but it's like a two. I think it's like a 3-4. It's gross. It just doesn't fit very well.
Nice. All right, man. Well, anything else that you missed you want to touch on? The real question that the whole world wants to know is, did you unbox the most beautiful Christmas present that I sent you, and have you attempted to use it?
Truth be told, I have not attempted to use it because I think that a camel pack stocking that you gave me needs to happen on stream, probably during football season.
It's true.
You know, we'll be back. We'll probably be doing, you know, Wednesday show. Definitely be back on Sunday mornings. All those good things.
Dude, Sunday morning is a perfect time to unpack the wine bag disguised as a Christmas stocking.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely going to have to build my lineups prior to maybe trying to chug like a bottle of like 19 Crimes or something disgusting.
Yeah. That sounds like a great idea.
So, you know, look, before we go, I mean, we do have a little bit of time, some kind of interesting team stats.
And if anybody's listening and wants to ask questions, now is the time. Not like right this second. Go ahead.
Oh, I mean,
I was just saying that you can drop comments. We will address them.
So one of the interesting teams that, you know, isn't playing.
Uh-oh. Just as I said that, we lose them. Oh, man. What a shame. Well, we could let him come back because I bet you he's right back. There he is.
I was about to give away some great information. I think what it was, and I got Shadow Banned. I mean, it makes sense. Tommy G makes his return to Twitter, wins the monster on FanDuel. It's just Shadow Banning.
Yep. All it's escalating. It's escalating.
Yeah, I mean, I've been known to partake in some of the things that he's famous for. So, anyway, not the political stuff.
Oh, wait, we got our first comment. It's very important.
I mean,
I just wear a jacket just so I don't show Chris up to get him, so he has a complex.
That's not true. I mean, he's got a green screen behind him. He's wearing a green shirt. This is
yeah, it's true. Hey, green screen, nothing, man. I'm in the stadium waiting for the game.
Oh, yeah. It's movie magic, right? I mean, I could write you out a workout program. I could, you know.
EOM says, is it even possible? Yes.
I don't know. Jeez, you guys are making me blush.
He is the most handsome man in esports broadcasting. I will attest to that.
I'm not going to argue with you.
Right.
I'm just not.
That's right.
So one interesting thing, Kick, again, Polish team, Pookie style, awesome, Matislaw, kind of reminds me of Koslaw. I like Koslaw. If you look at this team, they are a team fighting team. They are definitely a four stack. They're going to be popular in their team, in their games, maybe against Big as a place where you could get them at a discount. But when you look at these players, just the best kill participation top to bottom in terms of a total team, you're looking at 65, 73, 70, 74, and 74 with some weird percentage points there. Pookieslaw has 40% kill share on there. So like it, love it. Can't get enough of it.
So you know that Murphy's Law is everything that can go wrong will go wrong.
No, it's actually anything that can happen will happen.
Will happen. But have you ever heard of Cole's Law? Shredded cabbage.
John Cole, right?
That's... Oh, don't give away my last name, man. I'm incognito on here.
Oh, man.
I dig it. All right.
And you know what's funny is that we talk about Kick, and I've been trying to buy like a Kick jersey for a long time. And, you know, in the esports Discord, esports department Discord, we were just talking about buying jerseys. There were links. I'm going to throw this out there. If Kick wins EU Masters, we're going to come on here and we're going to raffle off something. Probably a kick jersey, but I can't promise that because I haven't been able to buy one, and so I can't. I just can't promise it.
I got a better ending to my joke. Cole's Law is everything 40% off. That's good.
That is good. That is really good.
That's better than my shredded cabbage joke. That's good. I like that. Hey, you were playing some season long esports. How's that going? Was it just for the spring slate?
Well, yeah. If anybody wants to get involved on that, if you follow the esports plug over on Twitter, that's gonna there are a couple leagues now signing up for the summer split. Yeah, I think I took like first or second in one. I just kind of sneaked it out. Didn't do well in the other ones. Some people would tell you it's because I didn't take a support in first round. I would tell you it's just dumb luck. I'm never going to take a support in first round. It's absolutely the wrong way to approach it, despite what any results were in spring. Those were just simply irregularities, and they will correct themselves in summer.
I like it. Well, if I hit my 10-leg parlay today, I'll buy you into a high-stakes league. How's that?
Yeah, I think they have like $20 leagues, $100 leagues, $500 leagues for each one. So, you know, maybe you get into the 500 and we'll go head to head.
I like it. So I will not win.
You might.
Yeah, I like it. I got nothing else, man. I'm good.
Yeah, I mean, the last tidbit that I'm going to say is that there are a couple people that kind of stand out. I mean, we talked about Adam in the top position. Why do you even bring this up? I don't even want to say it. Anthosis Famagusta. I'm pretty sure I got the Famagusta.
Why is it every name I got to read tonight was like perfectly plain and easy across the board, and you're just getting nailed with all these? It's good.
Yeah. So they have 22 kills per win, which is one of the highest averages, and it just could be a league thing. But when you're looking at their jungler named Dominant with a one instead of an I, okay, 6.67 kills on average. So this is a team where you can definitely go jungle captain. Shout out to like Ken Stab, loves doing that, loves putting together huge long paragraphs that don't make any sense or make a ton of sense. I don't know, maybe I'm just not smart enough. But I think one of the kind of intuitive things as the meta starts to shift, it seems like it is shifting back towards carry mids. And I think mid captain is kind of a place to go to be a little bit different, but not be so different that, you know, you're just kind of shooting your EV in the foot.
Dig it. All right, everybody. We are Draft for Upside. You can catch us all throughout the year doing baseball with Chappie's been doing baseball. You know, Adam and I and Mark and sometimes Chris and sometimes our friend Tony handle some golf. We do football, of course, during football season. We do it all. So go check out Draft for Upside, DRAUGHT on Facebook. We post a lot there. And you can find all of our content at iLogic Media Network. You can find that at iLogicMedia.com. We've got history shows, cooking shows, sports shows, fantasy shows, camp shows, stuff about the occult. I mean, you name it, it's there. And if you want to make your own podcast or explore this world, reach out to us. We'd be happy to set you up with all of our great software and a site on our page on our site and get you going. Reach out to us. Go ahead, iLogicMedia.com. Go check it out. And stay tuned about 10 more minutes. Check back on our YouTube and other places, and you will see In the Cup, the PGA show going at the RBC Heritage. And, Chris, I would like you to join us if you could, at least for a little bit.
Yeah, I probably will. My wife has a friend over, and so she calls it when I relegate her to the bedroom. She calls it jail, that she's locked in jail, and she can't come out. She can't. Well, I mean, she's certainly good. I mean, you know, I think people would probably prefer to see her than all of us, with the exception of maybe Adam.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we don't need a background if she's hanging out back there.
Yeah.
It's totally fine. But, yeah, Tony's not coming tonight, so, you know, come on, join us. It'll be fun. Yeah. Anyways, guys, we appreciate you all, and I don't know, maybe we'll be back for another esports show in the next couple of days. What do you think?
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe tomorrow.
Maybe Thursday and Friday. Maybe we'll just do it every day this week.
Yeah, I like it. So, I dig it. But we'll be there. We'll see you back in about 10 minutes for the PGA show. Have a good night.